Sybil.
Good morning, Mr. Joyner.
J. Anthony Brown.
Watch out there now. I got to clear that
really?
Up.
Really?
I thought you cleared all that up, man.
I'm trying to, man. I'm here.
All right. Everything okay in Baltimore?
It's better.
It's better.
Yeah, they had a
curfew work.
The curfew seemed to work. There were still a couple of hard heads out there last night, as my
National
dad used to call them. But the curfew.
You can't call them thugs. You can't call them thugs.
Well,
the president can call them criminals.
But
the hard heads, okay.
The mayor cannot call them thugs. But
okay.
Curfew went into effect at 10 o'clock last night. Hundreds of people still on the streets. Right there at the CVS that had been burned and looted, or looted and burned after the funeral. There were reports of arrests. They're saying about 10 people were still arrested who were out there last night. And
so
then
there were people still out there?
But then they threw the pepper spray balls or bombs, if you want to call them that, to disperse the crowds. And shortly before midnight, they said the curfew was working.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Schools open today?
Schools are open today. The baseball will be played, but no one will be there, which may not be unusual.
Kind of like the clubs, huh?
Yeah.
when you watch most baseball games, there's nobody in the stands until playoff time.
No, that's not true. but they have canceled two of the games, and the third one today will be played this afternoon, but literally no one is allowed inside the stadium except for the players. So they're going to play for that, and then they'll go on.
But you can still watch it on TV.
Yeah, you can watch it on television. But the more important thing is that schools are open today. Things are expected to return to normal. And
I have somebody in the background going, ah. Okay.
Yeah.
One of the other things is, Tom, is that they have identified the mother who everyone has declared to be the mother of the year, or as Jay said, the mother of the century, who saw her son on television and went down and told her son in so many words, get your out of here and get home. She said she did not want her son to become another Freddie Gray, and her name is Toya Graham. Toya Graham. And she is a single mother of six who does not play.
She don't play, man.
And as you know, in the video, she saw her son, mask, hoodie, and all, and pulled him out of that and told him to get home. She said, I'm a no-tolerant mother. Everybody who knows me knows I don't play that. He knew, and he knew he was in trouble.
She whooped his butt so much playing that kids who were throwing rocks put their rocks down and went home, man. She might come back, man. Let me go home, man.
Yeah, she went down there and took care of that.
She saved his life is what she did.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's what she said. She said she was not going to allow that.
Yeah. Did he go to school today, Sybil?
I'm sorry?
Yes.
Did he go to school today?
I'm sure he's in school today.
Oh, they're going to wear him out.
They're going to wear him out, man.
And he deserves all of that.
Yeah.
And he better go to school.
Okay.
Oh, he's going.
You know what? Even if she has to go and sit in the classroom with him today, I bet you she's one of those mothers. Yeah. He's 16 years old. She said, you know what? I can't do this.
A single mother of six. What's her job? What does she do for work?
I don't know.
Whatever it is, they had to wait. Wow. Okay. All right. Good for her.
That is great.
Yeah.
But she deserves all of the applause, all of the accolades that she has received in the last 36 hours or so.
I know one thing. That baby daddy of them six children better get his child support in.
I don't think that's going to be a problem either. I don't know what her situation is, but she is a single mom of six. So
bless her heart.
Mm-hmm.
Bless her heart. Okay, I got a crazy idea. You tell me. So, school's in, baseball is going on. They're going to play to an empty stadium. Mm-hmm. Okay? So why not take the kids to the baseball, to Camden Yards, let them get in for free and give them hot dogs and a Coke and
don't as forget a, as the Cracker a, Jacks.
And the Cracker Jacks. Okay?
I think that's a great idea.
You think it's a great idea?
Congressman Cummings said that for those people that were around the stadium the other day, that was the first time they had been to Camden Yards.
And not been in. And when I heard that, that registered. And when I heard that they were going to play to an empty stadium, I came up with this idea. It sounds crazy, but not. I thought about it for a minute, and I said maybe it's not so crazy because, well, let's face it, the Orioles aren't going to lose any money because they're playing to an empty stadium. It was going to be empty anyway, and the real money for a baseball team.
It's
not in ticket sales.
It's in concessions.
The concessions, no. Yeah, but the real money is in sponsorship of the television broadcast.
Yeah.
So they're going to make their money, and as a peace offering, and a way to chill after all of that that's happened in Baltimore, why not bust the kids that go to school, give them a day off, and take them to Camden Yards.
Is that, and give them that hot punishment? Dogs and crackers.
Say what?
To watch a baseball game.
No, but punishment. I also think it would be really good if they had a chance to talk to the baseball players.
Kids don't want to watch no damn baseball.
And not be in school.
They don't want. They don't. They're not base. They play basketball. Most of them are basketball.
I know,
fans.
But why not expose them to
that's
this?
That's punishment. Yeah,
it's not a punishment.
But the reason they said they weren't doing it like that bad. On the radio, on the television, they said they'd have to put troops over there to watch the kids and divide up the force in terms of where the trouble might break out. So they didn't.
Oh, someone's actually considering this idea?
No, they considered letting people in for free, and they said they would have to put troops over there and then divide up, you know, where the trouble might break out. So that was one of the reasons they didn't do it. But that's punishment to me. To sit.
Of course.
The Orioles? The Orioles?
The Orioles are a good team.
Not if you don't like baseball.
No team is a good team if you don't like baseball.
Yeah.
And the thing that struck me, Tom, when Congressman Cummings said that they'd never been into the stadium, was like in Chicago, and I don't know if they still do it, but kids, you know, who had good attendance would receive tickets to the White Sox games. And so that was always a big deal. They would have, you know, nights for the kids. I don't know if they do that in Baltimore or in other cities. I'm sure they do. But that would be something good to do, is to have the kids have the stadium.
Instead of playing to an empty stadium.
Why not?
Bust the kids over there for a day at Camden Yards.
And then talk to the kids afterwards, an opportunity to, you know, to find out about their lives as baseball players and then,
all
take
I know
him on
is that
home.
Boy's mama gonna have to whoop his ass again and make him go to that baseball game.
Oh, you going to the baseball game?
You gonna go? You going now?
And you know, because what are the kids gonna talk about today in school? They're gonna talk about what happened, and what better place to do? Yeah, I don't know. I think it's a crazy idea, but maybe not, huh?
I like the idea. I think it's a great idea. And especially to kind of ease them back into it because I'm sure they've seen and experienced so much in terms of what happened on Monday that this would be a good way to do it.
Get Congressman Elijah Cummings back on the air. See what he can do.
Just lock me up. No, I just go to jail.
I would like that.
Why's no baseball? 9 innings of this? Seriously? I know Sewell's a baseball fan, and we know, but...
And I'm like you, I don't like baseball either, but I like this idea, okay? Get Elijah Cummings on the phone, Nikki, and let's see if we got
it's
something
just the
here.
First inning? Seriously? What?